Your rock station is Rocket 95.1, joined today by a band I've been a huge fan of for a very long time. In This Moment, on the phone with me right now, Chris and Maria from In This Moment. How are you guys?
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
So the very first time I saw In This Moment, it would have been probably around 2007. Y'all were opening for Lacuna Coil on the Hottest Chicks in Metal tour. And wow. I wasn't too familiar with you guys at the time. You came out on stage, immediately blown away, as I imagine everyone in that crowd was. And I said to myself, I am going to support this band forever. And, you know, almost 20 years later, here we are.
Yes. Dude,
thank you, man.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on the journey with us. And I remember that tour. That was a
You flashed me right back, dude. Yeah. Right
I when know.
You
said
that, I'm like in a parking lot in the van. There it is.
We were little babies back then.
That's actually the radio station I was working for at the time. That's where the meet and greet took place. It was in the parking lot right up by some vans.
That's it. That whole tour was van crazy. And I remember, you know, we were just learning about everything and Lacuna Coil headlining and the tour bus they had and just, you know, how they did the tour and the day and the tour manager they had and stuff. We were so green at that time. It was so cool.
We were little babies. We used to all sleep in the van together, and we could only get a hotel. We could only get a hotel once a week, and
once or twice a week. Yeah,
yeah. Now we got semi trucks and buses, and a whole new. We paid our dues, damn it.
And now here you are, all these years later. You're a little over a month away from releasing your 8th studio album, God Mode. How does that feel?
Yeah, feels
really cool. Yeah, exciting.
This album is we feel like it's been a long time since we've had an album that we feel so exhilarated by. It's heavy, it's industrial, it's trying a lot of new things too, experimental things that we haven't done before, and we're just ready for the world to hear it.
Yeah, I can't wait. We got a little taste of it not too long ago. Y'all actually came through Huntsville. You were on the Dark Horizon tour with Motionless in White, the new phenomenal stage show, as is always the case. Your stage show always evolving, always changing. How when you go out to support God Mode, you got a tour with Ice Nine Kills coming up. Will the stage show be evolving again to support the new album?
It is. I mean, that was kind of some of our new bells and whistles, but we're bringing in even more things, more fire, more extra things, more, you know, all the bells and all the whistles, we like to say. It's the biggest tour we've ever done in our career we're doing right now. So people definitely, you know, we could hear the crowd literally through the show doing little like, ooh, oh, like, so it's definitely, we're so excited to be bringing the show that we're bringing, that we've always dreamt of bringing. Honestly, our whole career, we dreamed of doing things like this. So to have this opportunity now and to be where we are and all the things lining up together, and we're filled with gratitude and really excited for people to see this tour.
We definitely like to update the show every tour, even if it's like the same
new songs,
of the same stuff. There's always a new song or a new this or a new that, and adjustments, and it's always getting better as we go along. And we want to always keep it interesting because we have a lot of fans that come and see us multiple times, and they'll see us every tour, even if they, you know, just saw the concert, you know, in 2 months ago, they're going to come again. So we want to make sure it's always fresh.
Absolutely. I think I'm up to 6 times for In This Moment now, and
every
has been like, this is incredible.
Dude.
Y'all got to
come out. We love you. We should
have you're like my spirit brother. I'm like figure behind you.
And so right before the call started, y'all, Chris and I were geeking out to some nerd stuff. We were talking about Transformers and Star Wars. So yeah, next time y'all roll through Huntsville, you hit me up and we'll go hit some comic shops. We'll find some action figures. We'll nerd out.
Dude, you got to show me the place to get some good stuff, man. That's the only thing I really like anymore.
I got the hookup. Let's talk about God Mode for a second. The new album coming out October 27th. Chris, you mentioned earlier you're a big video game fan. Does the title have any video game reference? Because that's a total video game term.
It does. And it's weird, too, because Maria brought it up not in the video game sense. She just brought it up like, you know, in some other way. And I was like, that's a video game thing too, where you're like, you know, it's like the cheat code where you're basically invincible and you have unlimited powers and you can't die. And she was like, that's so cool. you know, we got to use that. And it just kind of all connected in that way where, you know, dual meanings. And a couple of the songs on the album are actually named after Destiny guns. And it's not because Maria likes Destiny or guns from video games or anything, but I was just naming our demos instead of naming them Groove Idea Number 3 and stupid stuff like that. I just started naming them the names of Destiny weapons because they're super cool names. And she's like, what's that mean? That's so cool. And she had her own idea in her mind of what the name meant. And so she put that to the song in her own way. It was super cool.
I loved the multiple meetings because when I was thinking of God mode, I wasn't, when I first said it, I didn't even know it was a video game term, honestly. But when he explained to me what it meant in like video world too, it made it even cooler to me. I was like, yeah, I love that. Limitless and yeah, power and all that thing. So, and then the same with the names, like he said, he was just naming some of the demos, some of his weapons from his video games. And I actually fell in love with two of the names and kept the names. One is called Fatebringer and one is called Skyburner. And I loved both of them and they're from his gaming, but to me it meant something different and it fits something different. And so I kept two of them.
One of the new singles that you just dropped off the album, it came out the other day, a cover song, actually. I love cover songs. I actually feature a show on our radio station dedicated to cover songs. In This Moment has shown up a lot of times on this feature because you guys do some incredible covers. You dropped a cover of Bjork's Army of Me, which mm-hmm. is jaw-dropping.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
what was the, what's the process that you guys kind of think of, you know, ooh, this is a cover song or this is a song that we need to cover. And then what's your approach to making it In This Moment?
From my perspective, Maria's a huge Bjork fan. And she's always been talking about Bjork and we had enough songs already of our own for this album, but Maria was like, I'm not feeling this idea right now. What I want to do a cover. I love Bjork here. These are three of her songs that I think would be cool to cover. And she did that for me. And I picked Army of Me blindly. And the other cool aspect of this was that Kane is a huge Bjork fan, or the producer who did our album. And he had already kind of been working on a version that he had of the song. And so it literally came together in like a few hours. I threw guitars on this thing and it sounded so badass when these guitars got on there. And, you know, Maria just did her stuff on that.
Yeah. I mean, he basically just, I love doing covers. I think it's really cool to like do your favorite songs that you loved growing up or things that always resonated with you and like your own version, you know, it's endless what you can do with it because people bring it to life in their own styles and in their own ways. So I was ecstatic when he loved the song. And because if I could have picked any of the songs that I had shown him, I would have picked Army of Me. And but right, he heard it and he knew. And, you know, it already kind of has electronic.
That riff is so cool, dude. That main riff of the song. It's so cool.
I do this thing where if I see a song title on a new song and it is the title of something else, I go, ooh, is this the cover song of whatever? And so when I got this one today, I was like, yes, that's awesome.
Amazing, dude.
And I've loved, like I said, I've loved the covers that you've done. I've featured, you know, your covers of Call Me and Into Dust, which is so amazing. Like that cover is perfection. Like you guys absolutely nailed that one. If you don't mind, I have three requests for future In This Moment cover songs. If
we would like love to hear them. Yeah,
I think y'all would do an amazing version of Alice in Chains, Down in a Hole.
Oh, I would love that.
I love that song. That'd be amazing, yeah.
Maria, I think you would absolutely crush Veruca Salt's All Hail Me.
I don't know that one. I bet you I know it if I listen to it. I'm horrible at song names, and I'm horrible at all that stuff.
I probably know it, too.
I probably know it if I hear it.
Pretty much anything by the Deftones, but Digital Bath, or if you did a collaboration with another artist on Passenger, I think those two would be top shelf.
I mean, Passenger is one of probably my top favorite. My favorite singers are Chino and Maynard. So when that song came out, I listened to it 1,000 times. I mean, it's like, I was floored. And it's probably one of my all-time favorite Deftones songs. So,
have you ever thought about doing anything in the voiceover world? Like maybe voicing some video game characters, some animation characters, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's really just finding the time. You know, I actually tried out for a few voiceover things. Like I did submit for a few things. But I didn't like keep at it. I swear, we're so busy within this moment. You have no idea how much time it takes to for us to run like a full business and touring and writing albums and everything that we do. It's pretty consuming. But I think definitely, like, when, especially if we were to slow down in this moment, I'd love to get into voiceover stuff and acting and making my own movies. Like, I look at what Rob Zombie does as a very inspiring thing. I'd love to bring movies to life that maybe I'm not even in them, or maybe I do cameos in them. I don't know. But yeah. I love like the visual side of everything as well. Like when we do our music videos and bringing the show to life. So I love the visual things as well.
Well, it is certainly refreshing to know that, you know, in your answer to that, you said we're so focused on in this moment, which, you know, I'm sure all the fans appreciate. I know the fans love you. I know the fans are fanatical about you. Just seeing the crowd's reaction from when you guys were here in Huntsville not too long ago. I know a buddy of mine brought his 15-year-old son to the show. This was his first concert ever. He was blown away. I think he kind of had the same reaction I did when I first saw you. He was like, I'm going to love these guys forever. It's awesome that you guys are so focused on the band, so focused on the new stuff coming out. Again, God Mode out October 27th. I know you guys got to run, because like you said, you're busy. You're planning so many things for in this moment. But Chris and Maria, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And I encourage everyone to go pick up God Mode October 27th. Any final closing thoughts for the good people of Huntsville, you two?
You said it all. Check out our new single, The Purge, and the music video. And we have a new album coming out. And thank you so much for all your kind words. You're amazing. We appreciate you. And go ahead, Chris, what do you got to say?
I was going to say the same thing. Thanks for sticking with us, dude, from the beginning. And hearing the story about the kid, your friend's kid being into the band, you know, first concert, that's so epic and so cool. And we're grateful, man, for everybody. And thank you guys.